844, 16 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Weather's going to be perfect for me, at least, this weekend. Highs today, mid to upper 60s, about 60 tomorrow, then Sunday. Highs of 66, plenty of sunshine, clear nights, plenty of stars in the sky. A little bit cool, but all in all, it could be a lot worse for a parade, as Arthur Hardy joins us now, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guy. Morning, Arthur. How are you?
Good morning. I'm ready. This used to be a dead weekend.
Yes.
Not anymore. Huh?
That's what,
man,
I wanted to start with, because it seems like it was back in the day. It was okay. And by back in the day, I'm talking maybe 5 years ago. All right, Cruel Little Rascals, and that kind of is a warm-up to the real action. But it really has built up, has it not?
Well, it's exploded. You know, you've got the four major alternative parades in the border and in Maroney. But more than that, you've got parades in Slidell. You know, people used to say, Slidell, it's a preseason, that can't be anything. But let me tell you, this Titans parade tonight, it really is a big deal. They've got 23 floats, almost 600 members. Tomorrow night, Poseidon, 850 members, almost 30 floats. I mean, those rival parades in New Orleans. So it's worth the trip to Slidell if you're looking for parades to see. And, you know, it just ought to be a great weekend weather-wise. We've got Bilge, the boat parade in Slidell. And, of course, Little Rascal Jement. There's a new parade in Thea in Slidell. It's small, 200 women, 11 floats, but still fun. And then the alternative parades, which all except DeVue are family-friendly. DeVue is pretty bawdy, but it's fun. And it's for adults, and that's their thing. Can't even mention the theme on the air. It's a little raunchy. But it's, you know, that's their thing, and God bless them for it. You know, the problem is some of these parades just got their routes 5 days ago, and we've got to do something about that to treat them more equitably. And there's some real plans in motion. Council President J.P. Morrell addressed it yesterday at the City Council meeting and said, you know, we've got to do better giving these people their routes and what it's going to cost. More than, you know, a couple of hundred hours before they're ready to roll.
Yeah, talk about that, if you will, because I heard the show, you talking to Newell yesterday about it, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that don't understand, explain what happened and how happened.
First of all, to be an official Mardi Gras parade, a parade permit, and be controlled by regulations that are in the ordinance, you have to parade within the 12 days of Fat Tuesday. Clearly, these parades are outside of that window. So different set of rules, different costs. That's why they're allowed to go in the French Quarter, and the quote-unquote real parades aren't. And that's why they can get away with some of the sexual innuendo and political messages that would not be permitted, again, with the quote-unquote real parades. And these are real parades, but they're on foot. They're not, you know, big float parades or anything. So because the process is different, the rules seem to be different. And many people, myself included, who think it's just unfair. Whatever's going to happen, we ought to know it at least 6 weeks out, not 6 days out. And there are businesses on Frenchman Street that thought they had the Vu parade parading by them, just found out they didn't. You know, one guy sold 100 balcony seats to visitors. He's got to refund the money. I mean, how much extra beer would you order if you had a parade in front of your place than if you didn't? You hire extra help. And to find that out just days before, it's just not right. So I think this is going to change. It had to get this bad, I guess, for it to get better.
Who is it that decides that in City Hall, Arthur?
That's a good question. NLPD does the regular parades, but there's a process or an agency called One Stop, where my understanding is you get like second line parade permits and weddings and things like that. You know, and I believe that's the permitting agency for these preseason parades. It's unclear. There are really some communication issues, but the good news is I think the problem is going to be solved. And I'm sorry about this year and last, same thing happened, but it's going to get better. And the attention really needs to be on, hey, we got our parade routes back for the major parades. And there's so much good in the air. I don't want to focus on the negative.
Does Poseidon and Slidell have any relation at all to the Poseidon that used to go on the West Bank, or was it just a Greek god of the sea that was looking for an endorsement?
Exactly, yeah. Got a good deal, I understand. No, there's no connection whatsoever. I have to mention, I got some bad news yesterday. The crew of Choctaw had to cancel its river parade for tomorrow through no fault of their own. There's some issue with the boat, a mechanical thing. But they'll be back with that next year. And that's a good parade that used to be in the West Bank, but now is on the standard uptown route. So that's the only bad news of the weekend. But I'm pumped up, man. I really think this is going to be a great season. I'm hearing hotel occupancy is way up. And we're ready. We're ready.
I want to talk about some of the things J.P. Morrell brought up yesterday, because I think he makes some good points, really. And it is a free show, but the city does. They put it on, but the city provides the security for it, I guess, right? And
correct.
He says you
correct.
Can't regulate Mardi Gras, but I guess in some kind of way you do have to. I don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back. Arthur Hardy is our guest editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. This weekend definitely is not like it used to be, and that makes me wonder where this could go in the future, if we could be talking about maybe a full, 2 weeks and then some leading up to Fat Tuesday? Time now, traffic, WWL. 8:54, 6 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to the one, the only Arthur Hardy, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Which, Arthur, I got to tell you, you all right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Which I got to know. I thought Arthur was down. I thought we had to dispatch the necessary Coast Guard and everybody else.
No, indeed, man. I'm ready to rock it.
Choctaw's River Parade was supposed to be tomorrow or the day of the parade?
Yeah, tomorrow. No, tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's canceled.
Right. The Mardi Gras Guide came out great. Still available on stands, news. I don't know if they have newsstands anymore. At stores, where do you find this thing?
Everywhere or order online, MardiGrasGuide.com. Right. We'll ship it out today.
Because I know people collect them every year. J.P. Morrell brought up some interesting points yesterday about underperforming crews, et cetera, and rumors about crews and financial problem. One of the paradoxes, Arthur, that always got me was it's called the greatest free show on earth when, in fact, there's a lot of money behind it. Nothing happens for free. You mentioned the guy that sold the balcony seats and now has a refund of money because of the the route being changed. What are you hearing from crews? Are some crews in trouble? You don't have to name any of them, but...
No. Actually, Mardi Gras has never been healthier. We have more crews than ever, and the membership is incredibly high this year. I mean, I don't know how you figure this coming out of a pandemic, recession, inflation, and yet the bigger crews have gotten bigger. We've mentioned before, Iris now, the largest crew in history, 3,709 women. I mean, it doesn't sound like we're in a down slump, does it?
No. So what is J.P. talking about, J.P. Morrell, when he talks about, we've heard rumors for years, crews are not financially solvent, and that maybe you need to do a review after each Mardi Gras?
Yeah. I think that was true a few years ago, but not anymore. And remember, too, when Nick said it's blow up a couple of years ago, hundreds, if not more than 1,000 members migrated to other crews, boosting some of the smaller crews memberships to where they're really solid now. You know, they're supposed to be, there are 35 parades now, including the trucks, in Orleans Parish. The goal is to get that down to 30 by attrition. I can't name one crew, let alone five, that's going to go out of business so some new crew can take its place. Actually, you'd have to get down to 29 before you could add one. But the idea of making sure that the city and visitors and citizens are getting bang for their buck, that we don't have crappy parades on the street, is a good one. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think we have any bad parades in Orleans at this time. I really don't.
He says, the symbiotic relationship between the public and Mardi Gras is that the crews give us this tremendous show, helps both lift ourselves and also lifts the city's bottom line. To that end, when you have crews that aren't doing a good job, you're just subsidizing them. Do you think, Arthur, every crew is doing a good job? And let me go back to Nick's. I don't know what that parade looks like compared to what it used to look like.
Oh, it's down to about 250 members. But small doesn't have to be bad. One of the nicer parades of the season is Pontchartrain, a day parade about 250 members. They don't want to be any bigger than that. Mm-hmm. They do their thing. It's really, really cool. Proteus, the oldest night parade, about 200 members. They can't get any bigger. They don't have any more positions on the float. So small doesn't mean bad or weak. Some other things that J.P. talked about, at least in a conversation I had with him, is if a crew maybe hasn't paid their float builder or has outstanding debts or people suing them or something, that needs to be looked at, and I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. But generally, I think the safeguards he's talking about, there's nothing bad about them, but they were probably needed more a few years ago than now.
He talked about the 6-10 Stompers considering themselves bands, kind of a weird gray area to be in. There has been an explosion since the 6-10 Stompers of different walking groups, have they not? Do you know how many, Arthur? Or
Oh, we have it in the magazine, but I mean, you know, dozens and dozens, and we get more each year. And again, I think that's really, really fun. I don't think the 610 Stomper is considered itself a band. A band has to have musical instruments.
Right.
I think it falls into some sort of classification in the ordinance, but clearly they're just marching groups. I don't say just, they're a wonderful addition to the parades, but maybe we need to recategorize these auxiliary units. But, you know, a few years ago when parades had just gotten too big, the new ordinance said you can only have so many units in the front of your parade to kind of cut down the length of parades. And, you know, maybe we need to take a look at that again. But in general, I think we're in pretty good shape. But I'm not against, you know, quality control as long as we're real careful who's making those decisions.
Gotcha. Any final thoughts, Arthur?
Get out there and have fun. This weekend looks great. I understand there's a chance of rain next Friday when the big parade starts.
Well, let's not even talk about that.
No. I'm not going to worry. I'm ready. Ready to go.
Have fun, Arthur. Be safe. Thank you, sir. Arthur Hardy, editor, publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Nice warm-up to Ian McNulty, who always helps us wrap up Friday.